Sivosutis of Etoshim Membeis, December 6, 1981, on Sunday.
I boil. Now, the Gemara, the Braise says, in Kafel and Kafel, Lo Yivei, so this way, the Bar of Shabbos, Mishim Chabura, El Mitzoy Shabbos Amaroi, Omer Abzeira, Mishim Chajbein. Omer Abai, the Chazin Shom Mitzim Ma'asir, Evo Afir Rabinu Rabai, the Chazin Shom Mitzim 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 Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, Elo Omer Abzeira, Zeiro Shemayishchei Denok. Shemayishchei Denok. In other words, the reason as to why you cannot be there, Mitzoy Shabbos, is because if you'll be allowed to be there, Mitzoy Shabbos, so there is a Zimre, you're in haste because of the Suda that he prepare, so he might check before he's at home. So he'll be in the Chal Shabbos. Now, most Rishonim explain that on the basis, that it was the Derech to make his Suda on the night of the day. So the Mele, that's why it's also to be there between Shabbos because of the Zimre, Shemo Yishchei Beno. That's the pshat by most Rishonim. However, the Shittas HaRambam is unique. Now, the Shittas HaRambam is that it doesn't mean that it's osir to be brave on Mitzvah Shabbos. If he got married on any other day, he can be, so he can be brave on Mitzvah Shabbos too. But when the Braise says, "Bin kach bin kach b'yivei lo be'erev Shabbos, lo Mitzvah Shabbos," it means he shouldn't marry her on Erev Shabbos or on Mitzvah Shabbos. Why? Because, so, why does this, the price of the Roshi, bin kach bin kach lo yiveyo? Because usually, I mean, the Nisuyim is followed by him immediately. So, the Melee, but it means lo yiso, lo yiveyev Shabbos, lo yiveyev Shabbos. And that's why the price is using the Roshi, the Erev Shabbos. After all, the beer, I will answer, that's not the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the real Shabbos. Because when the Braise, according to Rambam, the Braise doesn't say that it's also to be day or Erev Shabbos. I mean, real Shabbos, or Mitzvah Shabbos. According to Maschon of the Gemara, it doesn't. According to Havamim of the Gemara, that when you read Erev Shabbos means, because of Chabure, all right. But according to the Maschon of the Gemara, Hashem Hashem Hohen, Erev Shabbos Nami Zira Shem Yish Melei, so it doesn't mean Lo Yivei, but it means Lo Yiso, Lo Yiso. And Mitzvah Shabbos is not allowed to be Neisei, because of the Zira Shem Yish Melei, and that's why the Rambam passes, that it's also to get married on Friday, or on Mitzvah Shabbos. פרק י' מחצי שאתה לא חיודע מותר לארץ בכל ימחי אפילו ביטס ביוב בין ביילים בין ביואל אבל מי סינושי נראו so but נראו then so מי סבי מביא ברם המנשן סינלוח את עצמו נראו מוקים שיבס ביישבים בי אלו ביבס בהיד ובאר so then it's also for it's sure to get married on any day other than that. But that only applies to a mocking where Bezdin sits regularly in session on Monday and Thursday, and they do not sit in session on any other day. But suppose Bezdin sits in session every day, or Bezdin doesn't sit in session any day, so then the whole takonet doesn't apply. So then it's mutar to get married on any day, except Friday and Mitzvah Shabbos. So in Halachat Esvot, we discussed the case of the mocking she investigation the only thing they go back. So soon it's being valid. But if it's not the mocking where Besdin sits regularly in session only on Monday and Thursday, so then the takonet time is soon doesn't apply of soon missing of being, so then it's smooth to get married any day, except Friday and Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Rambam says in Perek Yudalech Yudalech, מותר לארץ בכל יום חייל, אפילו בטס ביום, בין ביום ובין בלילה. אבל נשי נושי לא יהיה בערב שבת ולא יהיה באחד בשבת. זהירו שמיום הם יחיו שבת, בתיקון הסודה, שיחוסו טובות בסודה. ואם צורכים מה שעושה ניסו איש המשבס, שבס זה בתיקים, זה תשבוס, ובמייס אחרו, זו יצמות ה-any day except Friday, אין מצוי שם. Why? Because of the zero, שם איש חדנאי. Even though the Gemara and the Hava Mine assume that the reason is why it's Loi, it's Loi, where Shabbos is because of Chabure, but the Gemara in Maskone says, Hashidos is Lohoche, Erev Shabbos Nama is Zira Shem Yish Benei. So according to Maskone of Gemara, according to Ramon Shab, it's not a Nisa to be male, but it's a Nisa to be lazy. It's a Nisa to be lazy. Loi be Erev Shabbos, the Loi be Mitzvah Shabbos. But be per se is not Tosa. It's not Tosa Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, so that's the Shibbos Rav. Now, the question is, how does the Rambam explain the Lashon of the Braise when the Braise says, Bin Kach or Bin Kach, Lo Yive, Lo Yive, Erev Shabbos, Lo Yive, Shabbos. What do you mean, Bin Kach or Bin Kach? Whether there was a Shas HaSakon, or not a Shas HaSakon. Because the Braise said before, that Bishas HaSakon, so no Agu, Bishas HaSakon, so Bishakon, no Agu, Omu Yichli, Bishli, Shiva, Lo Yichli, Yad HaChom, Lo Yichli, Yad HaChom. So, and Shaloi Bisasakone, so then only will be. So the Braise says, Vinkach or Vinkach, whether it's a Shasakone or not a Shasakone, but there are 2 days that are out from Israel. Friday and Mitzvah Shabbos. And Mitzvah Shabbos. But being a per se is not also on Mitzvah Shabbos or Friday. All right. So, but the question is, since the Lashon HaBrayis is Vinkach Vinkach, whether it's Shas HaSakone or not a Shas HaSakone, Lo Yive Lo Yive Erev Shabbos Lo Mitzvah Shabbos. So how could the Brayis mean that he shouldn't be Nesei Be Erev Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos, not the beings of that, but he shouldn't be Nesei, but the Brayis says Vinkach Vinkach, whether it's Shas HaSakone or it's not a Shas HaSakone. So, now, when it's not a Shas HaSakone, so it's also to be married, the Braise says it's also to marry any day, except Wednesday. So, how can the Braise say, Lo Yive, Lo Yive, Erev Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos? Vish, Lo Yive, if we explain, the way all the other Mishayim explain it, that Lo Yive means an Isa Bie, so it says, Bekach or Bekach, wherever it's a Shas HaSakone. So it's good that we get married on Tuesday. On Monday, it's Mutar to get married. Oh, it's not a Shas HaKone. So it's only Mutar to get married on Wednesday, but Bia is also Friday night and Mitzvah Shabbos. But according to the Rambam, so Bia is not also Friday night. Bia is never also Mitzvah Shabbos. But it means he cannot be Nesei Friday or Mitzvah Shabbos. So how did the Bible say, Binkach or Binkach? Whether it's a Shas HaKone or it's not a Shas HaKone. There are 2 days out. No. If it's not a Shas HaKone, so not only Friday and Mitzvah Shabbos are out, all the days of the week are out. There is only one day that is not out, Wednesday. So the expression doesn't make sense according to the Rambam's Pshat. If we say, Lo Yivel means Elisa B'ye, so we understand, Vinkach or Vinkach. Whether it's a Shas HaSakone. So Nisuyin is Muter and there is other than that. Oh, it's not a Shas HaSakone. So Nisuyin is Muter only on Wednesday, but B.A. cannot take place on Leil Shabbos and on Mitzvah Shabbos. So you understand? So it makes good sense. But according to the Rambam, B.A. per se is never Oseh on Leil Shabbos, and it's never Oseh on Mitzvah Shabbos. But Nisuyin is Oseh. So Nisuyin is also there. So how can the Braise say, Binkach and Binkach, whether it's a Shas HaSakone, or it's not a Shas HaSakone, so Nisuyin is also there a Shabbos and Shabbos. If it's not a Shas HaSakone, so it's not only that Nisuyin is also there a Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos, it's also every day. So the Braise should say, Afilu Bishas HaSakone, Lo Yive Lo Yive Shabbos and Shabbos. But not Binkach and Binkach, it doesn't make good sense. So I saw the Shinkubetis mentions in the name of the Ror another pshat in the Brayse. I think that the Ror is the only one who explains the Brayse that way. I didn't see the Shinkubetis should mention it in the name of any other mission. Now, what he says, ומסכונת דרך לא אגרום ניחי בשלישי ומניחו ביום החכון ובשני הליכי. So, as far as the pshat in the expression בשני הליכי is concerned, so there is a machleket between the Rashi and the Rim. I call it the Rashi, it means that even בשעת הסכונת, so it's allowed to get married on Tuesday, but I'm not enough. I call it the Rim, בשני הליכי is new for that election. But בשעת הסכונת, since he cannot comply with the takonah of Tzayis Tzurim anyway, so he's allowed to get married any day, not after Tzurim. So, but the Ror mentions a very strange pshat. He says, "Misakonah veilech noagu lo'om lichlis b'shlishi v'lo'imichu b'yom chachonim," that because of the sakonah that took place in June, on account of the Zerah of Malchus Yogon, of Psula Nisi Dimovi, so Tiboy Lahegne Trilo, so the Chachonim were Mivatil, the whole Takone, so that even after this emergency period elapsed, so they still did not interfere with anyone getting married on a day other than when. In other words, we have the next, according to the Rosh Pshat, we have the next reason as to why it's Mutar today, this manazeh, to get married anyway. Vishen Mesh, why today we are not Zoya, in Sula Nisi Dimavi. So, two times I mentioned that Vishen, the Ram mentions two times. One time is, because today, there is no difference between Monday and Thursday, and any other day. Because Bez Nisiyeshin, every day. Now, it has to be explained what it means, Bez Nisiyeshin every day. In other words, later in the Dere Sahrein, it was the door was more efficient than the days of Chazal, so Tesis explained it. It doesn't mean that Ezra introduced a certain laxity, I mean diminution in the Yeshiva Bez. But what it means is, prior to Ezra, so there was no regular Yeshiva Stayoni every day. Not in Mamon and Thursday, but if somebody had a problem, so the person would come in. But, so he had to notify the person, I have a problem, so then the person would come in. But ordinarily, without a Baudin notifying the person, I want the person to come in, the person didn't sit in session. And then Ezra was misakering that on all the days of the week, so he does not have to trouble each other and convene, but on Monday and Thursday, Benson has to sit the session and be available. Whether there is someone who bothers them or not, Benson has to sit the session. That's how Tesis explains it. So, when Rishayim says that now Benson is Yeshim are in session every day, it doesn't mean that there was an improvement as compared to the days of Chazal. That's unreasonable. אם הראשיים כמלאך השור יסונו כמיודו, אם הראשיים כמיודו מונו כחמירי, so it's unreasonable that there has been an אחשה דורת between the days of Chazal and the later generations. So when Rishayim say that today the practice is that the Psula releases every day, why? Because Beis Din is Yeshiva every day, so it doesn't mean Beis Din is Yeshiva every day because there has been a great improvement upon the setup that existed in the days of the Tanoim and Amoroim, Chassi Shalom. But it means, in the days of the Tanoim and Amoroim, as a result of Takonas Ezra, so there was so much order and discipline that Beis Din would sit in session every Monday and Thursday. In sunshine and in rain and snow, it didn't matter. Beis Din was always available. They sat in session. The Melech, Beis Din was always busy on Monday and Thursday. And another day, Beis Din did not try to make itself available to every three and every problem that someone had. But in the Deir HaSachrinim, there was a Yeride. So the Melech, best meeting, second session, every day, as long as best was called upon to sit in session. So best made itself available to the trias, to the problems of the people, every day. So in the melee, there is no difference between one day and another, and the psula is missing him of it. Now, today, it's not like the setup that we should mention. Because today, unfortunately, there's never sit in session. With all the rabbinical organizations, but there's never sit in session. And try just to get a has money from a best here today, you couldn't get it. So in other words, so today best never sit in session. And best unfortunately is not in a position to make itself available. To make itself available to all the problems of the people. So again, there is no reason as to why Psula couldn't be missing his anemone. Now, the Assembly Shaman was saying that today, and they were talking of the setup that existed in the days of the Shaman, that best sits in session every day, and what it means is it makes itself available to all the problems, to all the trees, any day. So maybe it's muta to get married every day, but some Rishayim say, on Friday you're not allowed to get married. Why? Because true, the Besdin sits in session every day, but on Friday you couldn't get married because on Friday after Chatzos, Besdin wouldn't make itself available. So mainly, for that reason, some Rishayim say that on Friday you cannot get married. Now that time wouldn't be shy of today, because today, what difference does it make whether it's Friday afternoon, close to Shkia, or it's Monday? Besdin is not in a position to make itself available to all the problems that people have, unfortunately. So in Mele, there is no more reason as to why a Psula shouldn't get married on Friday than on Monday and Thursday. You see, some Rishayim say that on Friday you couldn't get married. Because even though on every other day you could get married, because Besdin makes itself available every day, but on Friday it's not so certain that Besdin will be able to make itself available if he has a time of Shulim on Friday after Chatzos. But today, unfortunately, Besdin is not in a position to make itself available to all the problems of the day. So in Mele, there is no difference whether it's Friday or any other day. Now, so Rishayim mentioned two reasons as to why it's mutar to get married on days other than Wednesday. One reason is because Besdin sits in session every day, so there is nothing unique about Monday and Thursday. And then another reason is because today we combine the Nisuin and the Erasin together, so in Mele there couldn't be a time of Nisuin anyway, because today every time it has a deen like Kini Subwa Lauta. So in Mele, even in the case of the Eishaskeyen, if he'll come and say that the Pesach Pesuach Mitzvasi, so the Pesach would be that she's Mitzvasi, because it's highly unlikely that by Eishaskeyen, the Gemara says it's one Sofik. What's the Sofik? The Sofik is maybe Tachtov, maybe not Tachtov. But you see, Beinus and the Motzim doesn't make any difference, because Eishaskeyen says it, so it's Asur on the Bailo, even if it's Beinus. So that was Shayach Bizman Chazal, or even in the early days of the Rishayim. But now, and in the later days of the Rishayim, when the Nisuim and the Erasim were together, for hundreds of years that is together, so the Melee, even in case of an Eishaskeyen, if you say Pesach Pesuach Mitzvasi, so the Pesach would be, she's Mekeres Rabbayim. Because even though it's possible that today she was Nizami after the Gushi, it's possible, but it's a new Siddur Shriach, so maybe we would assume that this news took place before the Erasim. So maybe she's not a Surah Rabbi, even though there is a possibility, but that's a new Siddur Shriach. So the Ram mentions both times as to why today Surah can release this every day. One is because today best initiates every day, it means best makes itself available every day, so there is nothing unique about Monday and Thursday. And then, because today it has a deen of Kinis and Baal Alta, so the melee, the time of Tanis Tzurim is not Chayach. So there are two reasons. According to the Rosh Pshat, there is a third reason as to why today we don't have to be makpid and the tefillah should get married that day on Wednesday. Because the Rosh says that in So the question is, this is what, that's the reason as to why the Ro explained it that way, because apparently he was disturbed, the Ro, by the formulation of the crisis. So the crisis should say, why did the price use the Russian? That means from the Sakone on, the Chachon did not interfere. That means without the stop, without the limit. So he says, the Chachon won the battle of the whole Sakone. Because for days and days, there was a Sakone, so the Chachon decided to be agent of the Sakone. So that means, so even after the emergency, condition sees, but there is still no chiyuv to get married that kind of thing. Because the Chachamim felt the necessity of repealing the takona on account of the continual state of emergency that existed because of the frequent zeros amalchus of the boy Lehmitzchir. So the Mele, as a result of that, they were mevatel takona, the Chachamim themselves were mevatel the takona. The Chachamim themselves were mevatel the takona. So the Mele, now there is no reason as to why a psula should get married after the Imovi. So according to all the other Rishonim, there are two times as to why a psula can get married on a day other than Wednesday. One time is because Bezni is Yeshim every day, just as much as it is sits in session for the entire day. Or today it means that Bezni never sits in session, which is even better, which should be allowed even, from the point of view of being allowed to get married, even on Friday. That's what I mean better. I don't mean has to show him better. But I mean that it should imply that there is no easier to get married even on Friday. Except according to the Rambam, for a different reason, because of Exeir Hashem and Yishchei, the name, and then because today it has the deen of Kilis Baal Alter, so there is no time of psulim. But according to the law, apart from these times, today, Misakone Deirei, so the whole Takone became Baal. We call it Kimba. Alright, now, so Mimele, according to the Rosh Pshat, if the Rambam could explain, he could agree with the Rosh Pshat. So then, he could explain the Baisa. Oh, Mama, we carve, we email, will the Erev Shabbos, will you enjoy Shabbos? So yes, according to the Rambam, how will we explain the carve? We explain according to all the other Shemi. The Tzvivim implies only in Isa, be it. So you understand, we carve. Where there is an emergency, state of emergency. So he's allowed to get married every day. Or there is no state of emergency. So he's only allowed to get married Wednesday. But once 2 days out for getting married. That is Friday and Mitzvah Shabbos. Little Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos. It's not allowed. So it's also the difference. But according to the Rambam, being is not even worse than little Shabbos and Mitzvah Shabbos. What the price means, Mitzvah is also there. So how can the price say Bikar, whether there is a state of emergency? So Nisuri is Muta every day. So but finally say Shabbos are out, or it's not a state of emergency. So Nisuri is also every day except Wednesday, but Friday and Mitzvah Shabbos are also. So then the price should say, Akiru Bishasa Sakone Shabbos. But not the Kahmika, but if the Rambam would agree with the sheet of the law, so then he can explain the price, he said. Because Bin Kahmika, whether prior to the emergency period, or even after the emergency period, the whole Easter of getting married on a day other than Wednesday became bottle, but so you're allowed to get married every day. So, but 2 days out for getting married. And that is Friday and Friday invitation. All right, now. In regard to the Kasha of the Gemara, Omer HaBayis, El Ma'atel Yom HaKippurim Shechalim Yishen Yishabe Yidoche Zira Shem Yishchei Yomeli. So the Gemara is the Peres there, we don't have such a thing. So what is the Kasha of the Gemara? How can Yom HaKippurim be postponed? How can Yom HaKippurim be postponed? So, most Rishayim explain that, in other words, Bizman of it, when every month Beis Din had to be Mikadosh the Chiddush, and there is a loche of Me'atel Yom HaKippurim Yitzirah. So if there is a good cause as to why Beis Din should not be Mikadosh the Chiddush al Piriyim, so then Beis Din has a right to do that. So, suppose the Eidim came to Beis Din this Shabbat, and they said, they saw the moon on the 30th of Elul, on the 30th of Elul, and the 30th of Elul happened to be on Shabbat. So ordinarily, they should say Mikudesh Mikudesh. This Shabbat, the 30th of Elul, should be Mikudesh Mikudesh and should become the first of Tishrei. But they should refrain from saying Mikudesh Mikudesh, and they should refrain from being Mikudesh the 30th, and they should wait till the next day. So in order that Elul should become a Merubah, so the 31st of Elul, Sunday, would become the first of Tishrei, so then the 8th of Tishrei would also be Sunday, so the 9th of Tishrei would be Monday, so Yom Kippur would be Tuesday. That'd be the more discussion. But how can the Bisabah do that? There is a loche of Me'adu and Sacherish Tzera, but it has to be a real Tzera. But since you say that there is a Choshe on account of the preoccupation with preparations, so you might forget and be Mechal Shabbos, so here too, on account of the preoccupation with the Achonet Sude for Erev Nikita, because Erev Nikita is a mitzvah to eat, so maybe you might forget and shecht the name before Tzitzak Chovim, Mitzvah Shabbos, before Tzitzak Chovim, so the Meire, the Tzitzirah. So because of the Tzitzirah, this, the Bisabah, should refrain from being Mikhail Chiddush. So the Gemara says, no, that's not Tzitzirah, because over there it doesn't involve so much tension and preoccupation as the Tzitzirah, the preparation for the Sudeh of the wedding, because the Sudeh of the wedding, you invite all kinds of guests. Masha'in came for the Sudeh of Erev Kippur, so only members of the family. So there isn't so much tension and there isn't so much preparation. But there is another pshat in Masha'in. There is a pshat in Masha'in. And the Masha'in say, in other words, when the Gemara says, Yehoche, Alamati Nakpush Chalim Masha'in Shabbos, Yidoche, it doesn't mean that the Kippur should be postponed. By Beis Din refraining from being Mikdash the 30th of Elul, and the Beis Din should be Mikdash instead the 31st of Elul. But there is a mitzvah of being Erev Yom Kippur, Nis and Esrach Yisach, Vishishol Achidish, Be'er, Vishishol Achidish, Nitzan. Ba'alei Ba'asor Nisanim, Elohim, Ko'ichu Vishayse Vichi, Ma'ir Ha'akosot, Ko'nisani Chi Vasiri, Yitzitrosh Yigmura, it's not Nesmach, So in case where Erev Kippur happens to be on Sunday, so the Chacham should say that the Achilu Siyeh should be changed. Now, the Rishayim don't say to what day, in other words, instead of having to eat Erev Kippur, so you should have to eat, 1 second, on the day before Erev Kippur, that's what they mean. That's, and in other words, on Shabbos. And Shabbos you have to eat anyway, but because of Yom Kippur you have to eat more, because, let's say, on account of Shabbos you have to eat, because I eat, you know, how much, but on account of Yom Kippur, of becoming Yom Kippur, so you have to eat more. So that is the kasha of the Gemara. When the Gemara asks, you see this in the message, that some Rishonim explain it that way, the Ritva says it's a day chash, but that some Rishonim explain it that way. So he says, "Our matter is like Purim Shachalim Rishayim Shabbos." So the Chachamim should say that instead of being mechuyach to eat Erev Yom Kippur on Sunday, we should be mechuyach to eat on Shabbos. Erev Yom Kippur. Yes.
How can Rishonim say that? The whole thing about eating Erev Yom Kippur is based on the pasuk with Shabbat.
Okay. It's a very good pasuk. I'm going to explain it. Now, when we learned the halacha here, before questioning the kippah, so in discussing the mitzvah of eating the Arabian kippah, so I mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda Shari Tshuva mentions two times as to why there is, it's not just tiny amikro the way the Rambam in the Nebuchim explains this certain mitzvah. No, that's the Guf Hadin. So Rabbi Yehuda mentions two times. One time is the reason as to why the Torah requires us to eat Arabian kippah in order to be ready, to be prepared for the tzeit. In other words, it shouldn't be so difficult. It shouldn't be so difficult. The other time is because the kippah is yontef. The kippah is yontef. And yontef really requires But of course in kippah it's inconceivable. In kippah is a tzeit. But in order to supply the element of the bachal of the mishke and in kippah, so the Torah requires us to do it early. Now I mentioned that from Rashi in Yume and Rashi in Broches it's mashma like the first time, in order to be ready, to be able to fast well. In other words, the fast shouldn't be difficult. So the first time is nachaya, it's postponed. It's nachaya. Because if you eat Arab and Kippur, it will not make the fast easy. Only if you eat Arab and Kippur, so it will make the fast relatively easy. But if you eat Arab and Kippur, it will not make the fast easy in any way. But from the point of view of the other time, in other words, because actually Kippur is in Kakilesh, and it's in Kakilesh, and as I said in the public year, I mean the Jewish year, so I said that the kippah has two bishes ayin, one bishes ayin, a bishes ayin of tzedin, and one bishes ayin, a bishes ayin of yomim. The bishes ayin of tzedin is based upon the historical fact of that the redemption forgave Klal Yisrael for the Aveda Deva, and the bishes ayin of yomim, which is a separate bishes ayin. So that is based upon the fact that there was the second Matan Torah. Just as Shmuel is yomim, why? Because of the first Muhammad. So you keep on yomtev because of the second ruchas. So the male but you couldn't. So mitzvah is shayim of yomtev. So there should be matter mishne, but that cannot be place because it's inconsistent with the shayim of faith. So in order to supply this element of machlo mishne, so the Torah is mechayev us to do a darim kita. Maybe that the Gemara is kasher, but in case where Erev Kippur has to be on a Sunday, so because of the Choshe, maybe it will be conducive to Chil Shabbos. So the Chachamim should be aikar the mitzvah that is based upon the time of preparing ourselves for the same. But at the same time, we can supply the element of Eneg of Machlo Mishne on another day. Insofar as the time of preparing ourselves is concerned, so it couldn't be changed another day. But insofar as supplying the element of Machlo Mishne of Eneg of Yom Tov, so it doesn't have to take place that day. The day before the Kippur, it can take place 2 days before the Kippur also. Either in Tehran, not just like that. So that's the Gemara's question. But the Ritva says that that's Pshat in the Ritva. Alright. Now, Iboyo, Sula Nisis Delvi, Unidelis Delvi, the Rehashino Mikhoya Daike, with the Umb of Sula Nisis Delvi, Unidelis the Hamishi, Rehashino Mikhoya Daike. Now, again, here, in this Gemara, so there are two shots in the Rishik. If you see this, without Rishim Kubetse, so you cannot understand the Gemara very well. So there are two shots in the Rishim. One shot, when the Gemara has an Abai, as to whether a psula is Nisid of the Gemara of the V, and then the maskon of the Gemara is that psula is Nisid of the V, and is developed. Is developed the V. Only that because of Brocha the Dogim, so it should be developed the Hamish. But insofar as time as psula is concerned, so it's all right to be developed the V also. And Brocha the Dogim is not in Abayame, it's only in Stavet. So that means the maskon of the Gemara is that the psula is Nisid of the V, and developed the V. So the Asar Rishenim will say that what does it mean to Sulem Nisid Davi and Velez Davi in the daytime of the Revi, but not Tuesday night. let's say, Ksuva Nisus David, so Ksuva can get married in the daytime of Wednesday, and be nival in the daytime of Wednesday. So, but there is an also have to be mishamish because of the age, but if the womb becomes darkened or if the talise, so the mele, then it's muta. So the mele, the maskon of the mori is the ksula nises berbi, the nizales berbi in the daytime of Wednesday. But Tuesday night, nizales, Tuesday night, that night. Why not? Because chashino nitkule daite. If she will be Nisei's Tuesday night, and then she will be Nivelis also Tuesday night, so how many Ines? Ines is considered to be a period of 12 hours. So in other words, so how many period, how many Ines will intervene between the Bia and his opportunity to present his time of Sunim before bed? He cannot present his time of Sunim before bed until Thursday morning. So there will be, I mean, in other words, the Ine, the balance of the Ine of Tuesday night, and then the second Ine of Wednesday, so it's two Ines, and then the Ine of Wednesday night, so it's three Ines, not full three Ines, but two full Ines, and one part of a third Ines, in other words, three Ines. So then there is a possibility of Ikhula Daite, so it's just according to some machine. So some Rishonim explained that when Gemara has a bayit, Ksula Nisus David, Nivelis David, it doesn't mean Nivelis David Tuesday night, but it means Nivelis David in the daytime. But Ksula Nisus David Tuesday night and Nivelis Tuesday night, that is also. That is also. Because Hashino will call it daytime. Because there will be three Enes intervening between the B.A. and the Tanis Psulim being presented before Bez. However, other Rishonim say no, that when the Gemara and Abai, Psulim is the Viv and the Valley of Viv, and the Maskon of the Gemara is that it is the Valley of Viv. So it doesn't mean only that she can be in Valley's Viv in the daytime, but even Tuesday night she can be in Valley's. Because an interposition of three Enes is not conducive to equality. Is not conducive to equality. Now the question is, so why couldn't Bisman Chazal Ipsula be Nisei on Tuesday? Why couldn't Bisman Chazal Ipsula be Nisei on Tuesday? The answer is because if Ipsula is Nisei on Tuesday night, so the maximum intervention can is three Enes, not full three Enes. Mashenke, if Ipsula will be Nisei, will be allowed to be Nisei on Tuesday daytime. So there, and the Bia might be Tuesday in the daytime. So then there will be an intervention of four Enes. Four Enes, so yeah, is conducive to equality. Three Enes not, and four Enes yes. Anyway, so there are two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat in the Rishonim means that when the Gemara has an abaye, where the psui is the viv and the valley is the viv, and the baskoni is, she is allowed to be in the valley of the viv, it means the viv Wednesday in the daytime, but Tuesday night not, because then three Enes might be conducive to equality. And the other pshat in the Rishonim means that the valley is the viv, the valley is the viv means even Tuesday night. So there will be an intervention of three Enes, so it doesn't matter. But for Psula Bisman Chazal to get married on Tuesday the later, and that is also because that will involve an intervention not of three Enes but of four Enes. The balance of the Tuesday day, then the Tuesday night, the two Enes, then the Wednesday day the three Enes, and then Wednesday night, four Enes. So for three Enes, Three-ness is not conducive to equality, but four-ness is conducive to equality. All right. Now, so you want to say, Toshma. Itone bakaporet, when it's your view, 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 אבל בוא נשמח מי שזור את השישי, ואיזה להם רבי ברוכה לא דום, תאי ולשם ברוכה, חלם שמעתכו את הייטר ולחי שינון, סויצריה, זה, וילנק, זה, זה, טוויינס או פיינס, זה דפיינס אופן, זה פשוטים, טוויינס, סויצריה, זה פסולו איז מיסס גבי, and nivellus gavi, and in other words, twainess or threeness are not conducive to equality. So the more is more efficace, ihoche, al mono name, tiboy bachamish. Now this is very strange. The more efficace is very strange. And that bother all the rishim. Whenever the more says ihoche, so the implication is ihoche, if this way, if we don't send them away, you tell us and say, then nothing is difficult. But if Yehoche is so, if it is true as you say, as you tell us and say, that's what Yehoche implies. That the Makshi says to the Talos, Yehoche is so, if it is true as you tell us and say, so why is it so and so? So how can we explain it? In other words, so here too, the Makshi lays in a body, where the Psul is, this is the V, then you go or not. Hashiri called Aitana. So the Tarsin said, the Tarsin was patient, that the Psula is Mrs. Davi, Vinivalda, Loi Hashiri called Aitana. So then the Makshin asks him, he said, Yochai, if so, if it is true as you Tarsin say, the Psula is Mrs. Davi, Vinivalda, Davi, Almona Namitibol Hamishi. And suppose, so why doesn't the Tarsin say to the Makshin, and suppose it is not the way I say, suppose it is the way you want me to say, that Psula is not Mrs. Davi, and Nivalis Davi. So Psula has to be Mrs. Davi, and Nivalis B'chamishi Davi. So you can still have the same kasha. Almona Namit Boyo B'chamishi, Hoyo B'nemro B'chroch B'dogi. You have a kasha. Why doesn't an Almona, why don't the Chachomim require an Almona to get married? That can tell. You can have this kasha anyway, regardless whether we say Psula Mrs. Davi, and Nivalis Davi, or we say Psula Mrs. Davi, and Nivalis B'chamishi. Grant, let's grant you that Psula Mrs. Davi, Vinivalis B'chamishi. So you can still ask the same question, how is it the Chachomim don't say that Almono is that Almono Tiboyo B'chamishi? So how is it the Chachomim say that Almono is Nivalis B'shishi? Chachomim should say Almono Nivalis B'chamishi. So you could ask that cash anyway. What connection is there between my maskole, the Psula Mrs. Davi, the Nivellas Davi, and you Kashi Yoha Almona Nama Tiboyo B'chamishi? You can ask that Kashi anyway. What do you want from me? I mean, it's very strange. Whenever the Gemara asks Yoha, so that implies Yoha, if it is so, as you tell us to say, so I tell you difficult. But if we don't say like you tell us, then there is no difficulty. But this difficulty is there, whether we say like the Talisman or we don't say like the Talisman. Let's not say like the Talisman. And let's say that Psula is this is the V, Vinivel is the Hamishi, not the V. You can still ask, why did the Taisi say that an Almono is Nisei's, is Nivele's Bishishi? Why shouldn't an Almono be Nivele's the Hamishi in order to have the Brocha of Dogi? Oh, so Taisis was also bothered by this guy. So Taisis says, Pirish, Bishloi, I have a Tony the Price, Dipsu and Nivelle the Hamishi, Mishimiku and Taipe, Kinik Oyon, the Loy Mishimoka the Dogin, the Lichshide, have a Nikolov, the Almono the Nivelle the Shishi, Mishimoka, have a hash to the time of Dipsu, Mishimoka, so Almono Name, the boy of the Hamishi. So, in other words, if we said, in other words, the Makshin says to the Talisman, Yochin, if so, so there is a difference. In other words, if we are not going to say like you Talisman, and if we are going to say that Solo is not Mrs. Bervi, Vinivella, but Solo is Mrs. Bervi, Vinivella, that is the Hamishi, when tonight? Because Nivella's Bervi would be conducive to the Kura Dai. So now we can understand this why our mono is Nivella to Shishi. Because Shishi is Roche Lodom, Roche the Odom has great significance, but Roche the Odom doesn't have significance. So, So that's why, because Bracha de Odom, on a relative scale, has much more significance than Bracha de Dogi. So really we cannot ask, why is an Almone Nivelet B'Shishi, and why not B'Chamishi? Why should an Almone be Nivelet B'Chamishi in order to have Bracha de Dogi? Bracha de Odom has more significance than Bracha de Dogi. So there's no kasha. So, but then you ask, but that is all well if we say not like Yutah, and if we say that the reason is why Yitzur is why an Almone is not developed to Hamishi? Because Hamishi, she doesn't have the Bracha de Odom. Bracha de Odom, that's of trivial significance. But according to you, Tars, that you say that Solo is developed to be, as far as it were, as Taisu is concerned, so Solo could be developed to be also. Because we Hashira is provided. And why do we say that developed to Hamishi? Why do we say Rav Hamishi? Because of the emphasis on Bracha de Dogi. So Bracha de Dogi is not a trivial thing. Bracha de Dogi has great significance. If Bracha de Dogi is not a trivial thing, so the Almone should also be Rav Hamishi. There's a kasha, you know. Usually you have to tell the price for Rav Hamishi. You should make a diet in Poylon. You want to use Bracha de Dogi in Yechshire. How do you know about one of the Hamishi? You should Bracha. I will ask you the time to swim. You should Bracha. I want to not be Rav Hamishi. The Gemara Kashi says, the Gemara Kashi makes good sense. So the Gemara says, Yocham will not be Hamishi, or even Bracha de Dogi. So the Gemara is the Tenet, Bracha de Odom Adifah. The Inan in Mishim Shot. The Tanya, the Gemara of Ramon is Hamishi, is Alev Shishi. Is Alev Shishi, is Shimatei, is Alev Hamishi, is Bracha Mashti, is Bracha Mashti, is Bracha Mashti. So the Chacham is Akon, is Bracha Mashti, 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 so, the price, Bakapore in the price spells it out, that the reason is why Yitzuro is developed by Hamishi, not because of Tanis Surin, because Tanis Surin, it doesn't make him enough in it, because we have Shimon Yitzuro Adalit, so Tanis Surin will be shy, but because of Bracha de Dogi, so, and then, but Almono is developed by Shishi, who is the name of the Bracha de Dogi. So Bakapore doesn't mention any word about Shogdu. How does the Gemara mention another time? That's very difficult. So there are some Rishonim who explain the Gemara Kipshute. Without the kind of key thesis. In the first thesis, so what thesis says is very reasonable. But this explanation thesis involves a certain teicha. So some Rishonim say, Yenachadame, as far as Bakapore is concerned, he doesn't even mention Shogdu. And Bakapore emphasizes only the time of Bracha de Odom, he doesn't mention Shogun. Not that he rejects the time of Shogun. He doesn't mention Shogun. He doesn't make it, because insofar as Shogun is concerned, so sometimes he doesn't apply. Let's say when he's another Bracha. He's another Bracha. Some Melech, or Yom Tev Shechalu is that of Shabbos. Some Melech, so then the time. So the Mele, the time of Shogdu is not Shayach. So, but still, so Bakapore mentions only one time, Bracha de Odom. But the Gemara mentions that ordinarily, besides the time of Bracha de Odom, there's another time of Shogdu. But it's not Shat in the price of Bakapore. That seems to be a very simple text. But Tesis apparently wasn't satisfied with this kind of explanation, even though that makes the Gemara very simple. So, but this thesis assumes that inasmuch as the Gemara mentions Iname, so that means that the Iname is explanatory auf Bakapones Weise. Namen die Gemorre itself, Menschen sind additional time, over and above the time mentioned by Bakapore. No, the Gemorre mentions that time in Bakapore itself. So it's very difficult. Wie geht das? Welche Worte soll ich nehmen? Mich im Schoggo, ob ich weiß, dass ich die Hände nicht gebrochen habe. Wie ich nehme, also heiße Nuhe, habe ich theoretisch eine Reise auch. Auch morgen, und ich sage, ich habe nicht. Wie ich wäre, wie ich nicht. Na, wie kann ich brauchen, Leute? So it's easier to understand. The way it takes is explained the Gemara, so it's, there are certain words that are just missing, but they have to be in the, have to be understood. But it's missing. So it's a Gemara in the Shishka. So the Tani is Mishim Shom, Mishim for the Price Achel. So why does the Price proceed with the discussion of Brochel Yodom? Then came out Mishim Brochel Yodomim, Hoyol and Rania, Takone Shomru. So, Tkonesh Abdu, Rechosh Amitach. Hoi Uru Bishishi, Name Memro, Broch Ali Odo. So, Mimele, the Chachonim did not dispense with Shom. In other words, if not for the time of Broch Ali Odo, then the Chachonim would have dispensed with Shom in order to accommodate the couple with Broch Ali Odo. We brought it along. But in view of the fact that on Friday, so there is Brocha Yodom, and Brocha Yodom is as important, the Cholapochis, as Brocha Yodomim, so the mayor of the Chachomim decided they are not going to dispense with Takones of Shogdu in order to accommodate the couple with Brocha Yodomim. Because, true, they will not be accommodated with Brocha Yodomim, but they will be accommodated with Brocha Yodomim. That's how this is explained. So, מה אומרו אמונים בחמישי לדוד בשישי? שלאחרים הציבור בחמישי למוח המשכם ונוסי, ואין לכם. שוב לך חומר תכון את ישראל, שישמח עם מושבים שיומים חמישי שעזר ושעב ושעב. מה אם יקד לברוח על שוגדו? אם כדי מה יודם בוטו? אינם יודם שחלו יזר ושעב. So if he is a person who doesn't work, we'll retire. So he retired at a young age. So the mayor, in such a case, the time of Shogdu is not shayach, because he's not busy anyway. He's not busy anyway. Or if it's Yom Tov Shechalu is there of Shabbos, he's not going to work anyway. So, but because of Broch and Yodom, the proper thing is that he should be Nivelez Bishish. Now let's see the Rashi. Now, חשיב נכודאי, כי נמצאו דם צורן חשיב, סקרקס בי פרוטה, וזו חמישים שיטה עכשיו יביא, וכנס לחמישים, ברוך לדוגים, פרובו ומיו אס המי. הוי ובין הם רבי ברוך לא דוג, פרובו ומיו אס אורץ. Now, I just want to point out, I mean, why does the Chachomim emphasize so much? ברוך לדוגים, ברוך לא דוג, why is that of significance? So that obviously is based upon the more inherent, in the Aloha Shia, I discussed it, in connection with Rosh Hashanah, and Mora says that he has to eat certain peres, or he has to eat the Ramosuk, I mean, say, because Simone Nielsen. So what does it mean, Simone Nielsen? Simone Nielsen means, it doesn't mean that when we eat, so let's say, sweet things, an apple with dvash, and Rosh Hashanah night, so that will be the cause of the sweetie. I mean, that would be superstition. I mean, to say that because of eating the apple with honey, or because of eating the reshayo, now in Chicago it's impossible to get the reshayo, it's impossible. In New York I was only able to get the reshayo. In Chicago I can't get the reshayo. For the 15 years I had been in Chicago, I was never able to get the reshayo. In New York I always had. So the next best thing is the reshayo of the fish. So it doesn't mean because of the eating of the reshayo, so that would be conclusive to interpret the passage on, and that would be superstition. But Simone Nielsen, in other words, because external actions have an impression upon the psyche of the human being. So in other words, if he eats a reshayo, so that will make an impact, that will have an impact upon his mind, and he will ponder upon the meaning of the idea. So it will be conducive to meditation. The important thing is that a person should meditate upon and should give a cheshna lefesh. So by doing certain things that are symbolic of the good year, so that it will become easy in some of the people, not in all of the people, but in some of the people, to have knowledge. So that's the purpose of simonimus. Now, here too, brochadi dogi, brochadi odom, it doesn't mean that getting married on the day when the fish were created, or even getting married on the day when men were created, or when Chava was created, that in itself will affect a happy and blissful marriage. I mean, that would be contrary to the whole Jewish law and China. And if anyone would believe that because the wedding took place on Thursday, because of that the marriage will be blissful, I think he'll be able to Antoni Tina Shalajah. Because that means that he has superstitious beliefs. For Chassid Shalom, that Chazal should be sakin, that the wedding should take place on Thursday because of the fact that, on account of the fact that the wedding took place on the same day when the fish were created, that will conduce a blissful marriage. I mean, that would be nonsense. But it's based upon Simone Mills. In other words, if a person knows, if every host who marries a psua knows that the psua is Mrs. Davi, the Nibelis the Hamishi, because of Brocha Didogim, and why is Brocha Didogim so significant? What's the symbolism of Brocha Didogim? Why are you such yachsonim there? The fish has such yachsonim. I mean, and the Shein discuss whether Brocha Didogim by per se is more important than Brocha Didogim. And from this thesis, it appears that Brocha Didogim is more insignificant. From this thesis, otherwise thesis doesn't make sense. From this thesis, it appears that on its own, per se, Brocha Didogim is more significant than Brocha Didogim. What is it? Yeah, okay. But Gemara had this out of Daitok. That Brocha Didogim, that the Chachomim should dispense with the Takone of Shomer in order to accompany the couple with Brocha Didogim. So that means that Brocha Didogim has great significance. So according to Hayes' explanation, the reason as to why the Chachomim are not dispensing with the Takone of Shomer, and Shomer is certainly a significance. So the reason as to why the Chachomim are not dispensing with the Takone of Shomer, because the reason is why the Chachomim are not dispensing with Takonos of Shogru in order to accompany the couple with Brocha Didogim, because if we do not dispense with Takonos of Shogru, so then we'll have Brocha Didogim. So in other words, so according to Tesis, it means Brocha Didogim are different, not the Brocha Didogim per se is more significant than Brocha Didogim per se. But Brocha Didogim together with the Takone of Shogru is odin than Brocha Didogim by itself. That's the pshat in the Gemara, according to the pshat. According to the Rishonim, so the Gemara is saying that even though Brocha Didogim has significance in itself, but Brocha Didogim is more significant. And that we understand this why. Because Brocha Didogim, after all, he's a human being, he's not a fish. So why should Brocha Didogim be more significant than Brocha Didogim? But according to Tesis, yes, no. On its own, Brocha Didogim per se is more significant than Brocha Didogim. And the Chachomim should dispense with the Takone of Shogru in order to accommodate the couple with Brocha Didogim. But the business, why they're not dispensing with the Takone of Shogru, because in lieu of Brocha Didogim, so there would be, in lieu of Brocha Didogim, so there would be Brocha Didogim. So Brocha Didogim is a dife. So in other words, Brocha Didogim together with Shogru is a dife than Brocha Didogim per se. But Brocha Didogim not together with Shogru, Brocha Didogim per se is less significant than Brocha Didogim according to. What's the big yichas with Brocha Didogim? Now, so the Shein say, because in the Brocha Didogim it's mentioned. I'm sorry that I am, but I think it's important to discuss this. Even though that involves Ashkofe, but Ashkofe is also an integral part of Dawah. You cannot understand Dawah very well without that Ashkafi element. Sometimes. Alright, now, in Brochen Dogging it says, by Borech Esamal Kim Leimeya, Hu Hu Umiwa Samayim Bayami, Boei Fira Bok. Some of the Shemim Shimchabetzes, you'll see, they say that the Adipes of Brocha Bidogi. So they say, as a matter of fact, they say that why does, it's remarkable, why does the Gemara say Brocha Bidogi Adipe? Because, why does the Gemara say that Brocha Bidogi is so odd, because of the posse in Vayechi. The Hamalach Adair is in Koro, Yivorech as another, we call it them Shmi, the Shemarisa, Avron, the Yitzchok, the Yitzchok, the Yitzchok, so what does it mean, the Yitzchok, the Yitzchok, they should be like the fish, who are not exposed to the influence of the Ayin Oro, because Ayin Oro is not shielded to the fish. So that's why, so Hashem says, that's the Yiches with Rocha the Dog. Because when the wedding corresponds with the day when the fishes were created, so, and fishes are not subject to the influence of the Ayin Oro, so the Melee, that's the biggest Rocha. Not to be immune against an Ayin Hara. What does it mean when Yaakov Avinu blessed a Ephraim and Manasseh with the Brocha Yidlor and Kerevor? So it means that Ein Ayin Hara Sholet is there. What does it mean? Because what is that? According to the Rambam, according to the Miri, according to the Yitzchak, according to many Rishonim, I'm not saying that is the Pshat according to all Rishonim, but according to many Rishonim, whenever the Gemara mentions of the havoc that Ayin Hara can perpetrate upon a human being, upon the life of the individual and the society in general, so it's all psychosomatic, it's psychological. In other words, what does it mean in evil eye? When a person looks at another person with malice and envy, you know, and hatred, so it bores a hole in the sight of the human being, especially if it's a child. You don't know, I mean, how much havoc is done with the stupid, cynical smile that certain people make to children, or because of a malicious look that is grounded in jealousy, because that is conducive to frustration of the child. Not only child, the grown-up can also become frustrated. This is the most popular term today. I'm becoming frustrated. It's very frustrating. So what does Ayin Hara mean? Ayin Hara means that it's conducive to frustration. When you look upon a person with an evil eye, so that means you frustrate the person and you discourage him. And once a person becomes frustrated and discouraged, so then he might start sinning, you know, into the abyss of despondency and discouragement and lack of vitality. So a fish is immune against, the Gemara says that a fish is immune against the influence of Ayin Hara. Why does it mean it's immune against the influence of Ayin Hara? Because let's say Bosa. So there are certain behemoths that are mean to me. If it's not Balgero, so it's a behemoth mayor. But even if a behemoth has the simonita, it is Malgero, and it has all the simonita, so it does not mean that you'll be able to eat. It's still possible that the food of a behemoth will be frustrated, and it will not be used as a food, because in order to be able to eat basar, so first of all, we have to determine der Behemo, even though it's a Behemo Teo, it has this money car of the Behemo, that is not the train. And then, even though it's not the train for, you have to shecht it, suppose, you don't shecht it, so it becomes frustrating. It cannot be used as it. And even if you shecht it, so you have to make sure there will not be any shiad, any chlode, any drosse, any agrome, any ego. And so there are numerous factors that can frustrate the fitness of the bosom as a food. Mashainke, by yogin, there is one simple criterion, of course. It has to have the simonitare, it has to have scales, it has to have things. But once it has the simoni tare of yogi tare, it cannot be frustrated. Its fitness as a food for men cannot be frustrated, cannot be defeated, because it doesn't matter the dams meter, you don't have to solve it, and you don't have to shaft it, you don't have to do anything. You can eat it in whatever fashion, as long as it's a doctor. So in other words, that means fishes are immune to Ainoro. A human being is not immune to an Ainoro. He's not immune to an Ainoro. In other words, that's the reason as to why every broche in the Birk Aspianin is double. Broche Rav Hashem in Shmerech. Ve Rav Hashem Pone Volecho Vichoneko, Yis Rav Hashem Pone Volecho Vyosem Choshon. So it's a broche Mishoreshes. But each broche of the three broches is double. Why is it double? So I mentioned there is a braise in Sechas Eifrim. Mine kosha hoyo bi Yerushalayim. She kol na'ar da'agiyye yukim ishono. Hoy obi mimichay eitzol kol zokin vizokin Yerushalayim. Kidei she kol zokin vizokin Yerushalayim yivolchay viyachaskin. So in other words, there was a minute to bring the bar mitzvah to every town tochen Yerushalayim in order that each and every town tochen Yerushalayim should bless the bar mitzvah boy and should be mechazik. Apparently, there are two separate things. Broche and chiz. What is broche? Broche means to bless that the Rebbein Sholem should endow him with certain abilities and certain talents. But unfortunately, many children who are born brilliant and then they frustrate all the talents. They abuse the talents. Yivarecho HaRishay. B'momim. B'yishmerecho min amazuki. The Sikhi says. Yivarecho HaRishay b'momim. Momim can be a source of blessing, but many times the momim, that is the greatest source of curse. The momim. So in other words, because on top of each broche, we need another broche. That the broche should not be abused, that it shouldn't be frustrated. So that's kidei shi yivorcheyo v'yachaskeyo. Yivorcheyo means that it should have the potential to progress. And the chaskeyo means that even after he has the potential, that the potential should not be frustrated, should not be abused, and not should not be mischanneled and misdirected as a source of curse. Sometimes all the great talents are abused. Somebody is very handsome, so it's a broche. The Torah mentions that it's a shlach, regabe yisim atzadik. But many times these external minors are the source of vanity and vulgarity and profanity. So in other words, every broche must be complemented with another, with a chizuk. So fishes are immune against the ayin hara. Ayin hara means that the person, what kind of havoc does the ayin hara do, that a person's potential through the ayin hara is nullified. Because it becomes through the ayin hara, through the evil and the sarcastic look that you give to certain people. Sometimes an evil look is much more destructive than a slap in the face. This is something that modern people don't understand. They think that today's teachers, since they don't use physical force, so they are great pedagogues. But today's teachers, without using physical force, destroy many times children with their sarcastic remarks and their vicious looks and expressions on the face. So Dokim are immune against ayin hara, against frustration. A fish can never be frustrated. If it's Dr. Lee, if it's a wax person, you can kill him. But if it's a cow, it doesn't matter what you do. You don't, you cannot be frustrated. It's immune against diarrhea. So that's why the Chomin and Zaki is an indicator. Not in Navarro for me, but Simone Mill said, it's an important thing. It leaves an impression upon the human mind. If he thinks about it, that Nidal is Bahamishi. Why? Because he should ponder upon this symbolic significance of consummating the marriage. In other words, because the marriage is a source of usefulness if he doesn't abuse it. But it can be frustrated. And instead of being the source of usefulness, it can be many times the marriage is the source of misfortune. Unfortunately today. Why? Because they don't ponder upon the symbolic significance of Brocha Didovi. When a person gets married, he has to ponder. It's not such a simple thing to get married. He has to lead the married life of Piatoro. So he has to ponder upon the meaning of a successful and blissful marriage. So he has to ponder in order that the marriage should not become a source of curse, Chas v'Shalom, and should not frustrate the two couples. Sometimes a marriage frustrates both couples, and it becomes like a game to them. Many times it leads to a nervous breakdown too, because they don't ponder upon the symbolic significance of Brocha Didovi, of Brocha Didovi. So this is what Tesis means when Tesis says, "I should be a pirush of high shore." Our morning he says, "B'chamishi, b'nidalas b'shishi, pirush b'shim shogu, b'mushim forim b'aisacher, b'intein b'mushim brocha nidog, b'moyu lanu aliyah, takon es shogu." And the melee, not to be the highest to consummate the marriage, that ke on Friday. So he says, "L'choshu mikach, hoyu." Hoyu uvishishi name nemro brocha liyodom. Brocha liyodom. So in other words, because if he will ponder upon the symbolic significance of brocha liyodom, so then, it will be just as good and even more important, because that will be conducive to a blissful marriage. If we will be shoved. What does shoved mean? Shoved means that the way, this man Chazal, so on every day of the week, so a person worked except on Shabbos. On Shabbos, no one had any problems with working on Shabbos. So in Melee, if Sula would be Nivelis, Bahamishi, so then she would be Nisei's Bahamishi, and would be Nivelis Bahamishi, and Almona. Would be Nisei B'chamishi, and would be Nivelis B'chamishi, so then Friday day was a day of work, Friday. So he would be tempted to go to work, even though that would interfere with the Simcha of the Talmud for 3 days, when he's Nisei Almone, but he'll be tempted to go to work, he cannot use his day's wages. So because of that, the Chachomim were misakel, that should be Nivelis B'shishi, so then if it would be Nivelis B'shishi, he himself will not be tempted to go to work that day. So the Melee, he will himself be impelled to stay at home with his scholar for 3 days in succession. And if he'll stay with his scholar for 3 days in succession, so it will have the right start. So, in other words, why does the Gemara, according to this Pshat, say that it is so important? It is so important on one hand. So Brocha Didovi should be important. Should be so important to dispense even the Takon HaShov. Why should it be so important to dispense the? Because the purpose of Brocha Didovi is that he should ponder. He should make an impression upon his mind. In other words, he should know. And that's the problem today. People don't know why they are being. They should understand the timing. Brocha Didovi. Why Brocha Didovi? It's not Chas v'Shalom, Chazal, or just Misakim. Misakim should correspond to the day the fishes were created. What's the difference with the fishes? But Chachamim were misaking that it should correspond with the day when the fishes were created, in order that he should ponder upon the symbolic significance of the fishes. And he should ponder what are the prerequisites for a successful marriage. That he cannot take anything for granted. There are certain prerequisites for a successful marriage. So the Gemara, so this is explained in Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Bakapori is saying, in other words, our money should be Nisei's, Bachamishi, and Nivelez Bishishi. Why Nivelez Bishishi? Because of Takonishov. So then you ask, why is it so important? Because of Takonishovdu. After all, the whole purpose of Shovdu is that the person should not let himself be tempted by monetary considerations. Why should he leave the cow by death and wedding? Why? Because he wants to make money. So if it will be, if the Takonis Chachomim will be that the marriage has to be consummated on Thursday, when Brocha de Dogi, so we will ponder upon it. So anyway, death itself will be conducive. That he should take it more seriously, the meaning of marriage, and not be motivated by considerations of convenience and making money. So that's what Kapol is asking, that Tiboyel Bahamishi and let the Chachomim forget about Takonishovdu. Because the whole purpose of Takonishovdu is he should not decide to abandon, to leave the Kaveh alone, by the wedding. But maybe if we'll be deciding that the marriage will be consummated, should be consummated on Thursday, and that will make him ponder upon the symbolic significance of Brocha de Dogi, so he will not abandon his wife the day of the wedding anyway. So the Gemara says, no. But if the marriage will be consummated on Friday, and he'll ponder upon the symbolic significance of Brocha de Odom, I mean, what is necessary to make a marriage successful and blissful, so mainly that will be more adife. That together with Shovdu will be more adife than pondering upon Brocha de Odom. That's the pshat in the thing. All right.